GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. I'm Alex, here to cut through the noise and deliver the real behind the scenes of today's crypto world. Let's dive in. First up, Intesa Sanpaolo, Italy's banking behemoth managing a cool $1 trillion in assets, is making waves by doubling its crypto exposure to $235 million. But the real kicker? They dumped 99% of their Solana holdings. Now, if you're wondering why they'd offload almost all of their Solana, it likely boils down to a lack of confidence in its long-term prospects compared to the more established Bitcoin and Ethereum. Intesa's move to buy crypto derivatives for the first time is another eyebrow raiser, signaling a strategic pivot towards hedging and leveraging in volatile markets. This isn't just rebalancing a portfolio, it's a calculated bet on where the future is heading, and clearly, they see it painted in Bitcoin orange and Ethereum green. For those of us in the trenches, it's a reminder that institutional money is actively shaping the crypto landscape, and it's choosing sides. Meanwhile, over on Wall Street, drama is brewing. CME Group and ICE, two titans of traditional finance, are pulling strings in Washington to take down their DeFi nemesis, Hyperliquid. Their gripe? Hyperliquid's unregulated, round-the-clock trading of perpetual futures is allegedly a playground for market manipulation and sanctions dodging. Hyperliquid, of course, isn't taking this lying down. With a response that essentially tells CME and ICE to pound sand, Hyperliquid's defiance is a testament to DeFi's anti-establishment ethos. Arthur Hayes, never one to mince words, chimed in to declare Hyperliquid superior. It's a classic David versus Goliath story, but this time, David's slingshot is coated in solidity. The lobbying efforts by CME and ICE underscore just how disruptive DeFi can be to legacy financial systems and their incumbents' desperation to maintain the status quo. And finally, onto some sobering news for those of us seeking greener pastures in the crypto job market. Web3 salaries have nosedived, shedding a staggering 75% from the dizzying heights of $553,000 in January 2025 to a mere $138,000 today. This isn't just a salary correction. It's a full-fledged implosion of the talent bubble that swelled during the last bull run. The numbers from Finbold paint a grim picture. After swelling with speculative fervor, the job market has cooled to its most frigid state in over 5 years. For job seekers, it's a rough landscape out there, with the golden days of heady salary offers behind us. For now, at least. In a sector that promises perpetual innovation and disruption, it's a stark reminder that volatility isn't confined to price charts. It's a fundamental part of the ecosystem. So, what do these stories mean for builders and job seekers in crypto? Intesa doubling down on Bitcoin and Ethereum could herald a new wave of institutional prioritization of established networks. Hyperliquid's battle with financial titans suggests DeFi isn't just a fad. It's a serious threat to traditional finance, and a space with immense potential for those willing to navigate the legal and regulatory labyrinth. Finally, the salary crash is a wake-up call to focus not just on hype-driven opportunities, but on sustainable, value-driven ones in the Web3 space. As always, the world of crypto keeps us on our toes, with opportunities and challenges hand in hand. Keep building, stay informed, and remember, in this space, everything can change on a dime. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.